7 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Are you doing what you want to do today? Are you where you want to be today? Are you with whom you would like to be? Is that a good question? Are you with whom?
I'm with whom I'd like to be, but I wish that all of us were at a beach somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Tropical.
That would make it just a little
Wouldn't that be nice?
Not if it was as hot as I described earlier on this morning. I was talking to a friend yesterday who'd been down to the Cape for a week, and the sand was so hot they couldn't stand. Nobody was on the beach because it was too hot. They'd either be in the water or they'd be somewhere.
They were wimps. Wimps.
It was hot. The sand, somebody stuck a thermometer, they say 114 degrees.
The East Coast is ridiculous
right
now.
Yeah, well, it's cooling off, though. A little bit better today.
Hey, I noticed that there was some thunder and lightning in Washington, Rich, when the Dodgers swept the Nationals this weekend. I guess there's some bad weather.
The Dodgers have our Nationals numbers, man. We can't beat them this year to
We're going into first place.
Save you what?
Hey,
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberto Fasanelli, Doug Stephan on the Good Day program. Hey,
I watched a special on the Science Channel over the weekend Morgan Freeman threw the worm. No, I didn't watch that one.
Morgan Sharknado
threw the wormhole. They have some good commercials for that shark special, by the way. And they're talking about how the sun will eventually just explode
and eat up all of the things in the sun. Yeah. Another 10 billion years.
Right, and how over the course of the next billion or 2 years, the sun will get hotter and hotter, and Earth will become inhabitable.
Uninhabitable.
Thank you.
That too, yes.
And we will have to move...
Not livable.
...out to Mars, and how we would get Mars ready for us to be able to...
Really?
...live there.
Now, Mars is like...
By messing with their...
UV.
Yeah, I mean, they say Mars can be very Earth-like if we just mess with it a little bit. Get some of the moisture out of the air.
Yep.
So get ready for that.
Get your mouth, bags, kids.
Get your ice cream. I want to know if we have ice cream on Mars. Ice cream. National Ice Cream Day. What's your favorite ice cream? Fill in the poll.
Maple walnut.
DougStephan.com. Let's see, Richie, what's your favorite ice cream?
You know, I'm usually a chocolate chip mint
just
guy.
Chocolate chip, okay.
Or I'll go vanilla with some fresh raspberries on top.
All right, if you like vanilla, this is what your favorite ice cream flavor says about you. Vanilla, you're more likely to be impulsive, easily suggestible, and an idealist.
I'm definitely a vanilla guy.
All right, so Jennifer, what's your favorite?
Well, this is weird. Most of the time I prefer ice creams with like a vanilla base, but my ultimate favorite is probably Rocky Road.
Rocky Road means you're likely to be aggressive, engaging, and a good listener.
It's true.
All right. So, Roberta, what's your favorite ice cream?
Maple walnut.
Maple walnut.
Yes.
There aren't enough people who like maple walnut, so they're not on the survey.
Ah,
bummer.
I'm not even sure I know what that is.
Maple walnut?
It's maple ice cream with walnut.
Yeah, ice cream with walnut.
it's like vanilla
ice cream that you put maple syrup in.
Okay, so it's vanilla base. Okay.
Yeah, right, it is vanilla base. So if you'd like to tell us a little more about your preferences for ice cream, you can do that with a poll at DougStephan.com. Over the weekend, our poll question, what do you think about automatic tipping? 33% said you didn't like it. I want to decide how much I tip. 25% of you said it's sneaky because sometimes you don't know it's in your check and you double tip. 23% of you said it's okay when the service is good. 19% said I like it. One less thing I have to think about. So a little reflection there. Speaking of reflection, the royals are all excited because Prince William's wife Kate is in labor. The St. Mary's Hospital grounds, journalists, photographers, curious onlookers.
It is. Imagine.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. Richie, you want to play the excerpt from host Jeff Charles's discussion about the news media's obsession to sort of back up what Roberta just said? Here we go.
The royal family has made a living off British workers for several centuries, either by the use of force or because they've been assured a stipend of tax dollars to support their inbred horde. When the mailmen couldn't get a raise of just a few shillings a week, the royal family was granted another $2 or $3 million just for travel expenses for polo ponies. Now the royal baby is due, and the world's media is getting revved up over the birth of the newest heir to the British throne. Who cares? With their castles, their flower gardens, their butlers, their maids, chauffeurs, and a regiment of underlings that includes the royal brass polisher, the royal window cleaner, the royal gardener, and, of course, the royal sidewalk sweeper, these parasites have amassed huge amounts of money, so much so that the Queen of England is the wealthiest woman in the world. If there was any reason for our independence from Great Britain, which isn't so great anymore, it's the royal family ripoff. As the Queen of Hearts once declared, off with their heads. Get rid of the royals and the welfare that keeps their noses tilted above the rest of the UK's poor souls, drowning in that silly pageantry, outdated tradition, and blatant extortion.
Wow.
Mm. Woohoo!
So does he like them or not?
Yeah. That's the only reason I wanted to play that, Richie.
Okay.
Because it had that
I
sort
mean,
of...
They're
definitely
fun.
Not lacking
what is
an opinion.
Problem? Yeah.
Well, it's just a way to stir things up, that's all.
It is a little useless and silly these days.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
you know.
Still, it's like it's a fun thing. Come
well,
on.
Remember, was it last week or the week before we were talking about Queen Beatrice abdicating her throne? Who even knew she had a throne to abdicate? Other than
I have
one.
A throne in my house. I actually have two.
Yeah.
All the comforts of home. Good for you, Jennifer. Coming up in a moment, why women in China do not get breast cancer. It's 13 and change past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Coming up, a 2020 news quiz question. But first, a discussion of a study that's been released. The study was done by Dr. Jane Plant. She's a professor of radiology. And she wanted to know why women around the world in various locations were getting breast cancer, or why women in certain parts of the world were not getting breast cancer.
Hmm.
And so she took it upon herself to
sounds like a good study.
Spend a year. Yes, certainly interesting for my family because of what happened to my former wife, Tony, and what Megan worries about. And I'm sure there are plenty of others. We've all...
And your sister, right?
My sister, older sister, had breast cancer. My older sister had a huge growth in her uterus that she had taken out. Her daughter had a huge growth in her uterus that she had taken out. And my daughter is about to have the same operation in 2 weeks. I'm going to go to Los Angeles because she has a huge tumor in her uterus that she just discovered 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
The size of a grapefruit. And they are benign, but apparently there's something going on in the family. Where it all starts, who knows? This is not... But Megan is very concerned, obviously, because of what her mother went through. And so are the other women who are connected to that side of the family. This lady had suffered... This lady, Professor Plant, had suffered the loss of a breast, undergone treatment... painful chemotherapy, she said, Richie. There's nothing about chemotherapy that's any good. You'll attest to that.
Not fun.
Yeah, it's not good. So she was driven to unearth the facts. And for somebody like me, who's a dairy farmer, this is not a pleasant reality. Anybody who's come into contact with breast cancer knows about the risk factors. Depends on how old you are, I guess. If you're early into having your period, I guess that makes a difference. If you're late having menopause, depending on your family history. Do you all know your family history? I wondered that about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay.
I'm so, very fortunate there is no family history.
But it's, you know, what's an interesting thing is for my adopted daughter.
Yeah.
She doesn't get that.
About it. I mean, you know, you try and get as much information as you can, but yeah, it's just... Yeah. It's right. A guessing game.
Anyway, this lady did a study around the world, as I said, and she found out something when she went to China. As the question comes up, why the stats, when you look at China, are the lowest in the world for women getting breast cancer. And Jennifer had a wisecrack when I asked the question before. She said, because they don't have breasts.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus, sir.
Well,
I don't do that to you very often.
No, right. Exactly. It's non-existent in China. One in 10,000 women may have it.
Wow.
Compared to one in 12 in Great Britain, for example.
But one in 9 on Long Island.
Yeah, one in 34 in America, generally speaking. It depends on where you are. So what does that tell you? In Long Island, it's not about cows, not about dairy. It's about whatever else is in the atmosphere, whatever else is in the environment.
It's the water.
What don't they have in China? And China's a pretty filthy, nasty place. Doesn't attest to that.
Well, I mean, that's what sort of made me set up and take note of this, Richie, because when I went to China, I don't know, when was it, 10, 12 years ago? I was with you, I think, when I went to China, right?
I wasn't with you on the trip, but yes,
we
were
on the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're here.
It was a very interesting reality to look at the two of the four cities that I
processed
went to.
Foods.
You couldn't, there was no way you could breathe the air. People, the average lifespan is 46, 47 years of age.
Yet they don't die of breast cancer.
Isn't that, maybe they don't live long
enough. Lung cancer.
Too.
Well, I guess that may be part of it. I wonder if you can, the World Health Organization is trying to throw a monkey wrench into this because. They've been studying these sorts of things, too, and didn't come up with the same conclusion. By the way, there are many who come up with the same conclusion when it comes to prostate cancer. The more dairy you have, some would tell you, the more in danger you are of getting prostate cancer.
So it that's just woman's findings?
Well, it has
dairy?
To do with fats in your system. It has
fats.
To do with fat. It's about fat. That's really, fat causes cancer. If you're fat, you're going to have to worry about that a little bit more than those of you who aren't. 21 After on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Discussion that we had a few minutes ago and things that are reality around
and
us all.
Truthfully, we're all dying.
Yeah, we are. We're born to die. That's, is there a song called Born to Die?
Born to Die.
No, I think there's a song Born to Die. At least she's going to check that out for us. 25 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dudley hasn't made it out today. So dust off Dudley. Roberta's here. Jennifer's here. Richie is here. Time for the 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready?
Sure.
888-302-3684 for the swell prize. If you figure out the answer to this, then you certainly are encouraged to dial us at 888-302-3684. If you've won before, you know it's really not worth it because you're probably not going to get your prize anyway. So let somebody else try to get in, and we'll see if we can fool them.
You tickled yourself, didn't you?
I did tickle myself. I need to. Today is a day that I need to work at tickling myself. At any rate, there is a story from this weekend from Grosseto, Italy. Where is that, Roberta? Grosseto. G-R-O-S-S-E-T-O. Grosseto, Italy. Grosseto.
I have no idea. G-R-O...
S-S-E-T-O. The Italian court convicted 5 employees of an Italian cruise company.
Tuscany.
Is it in Tuscany?
Yeah.
Okay. So we want to know, I want to know, we all want to know, inquiring minds want to know, these 5 employees of the Italian cruise company were involved in what shipwreck? Why did these 5 all get convicted to spend time in jail? What were they associated with?
Oh, come on now.
888. What do you mean? There's 4 or 5 of these you could choose from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 888-302. Don't be such a damn know-it-all, will you, please?
I know. I can only think of one big one.
302-3684. You might be right. We'll wait and find out.
Well, it's on the coast just north of Rome.
Yeah. Huh. All right. I didn't think Rome was
south
on the coast.
South of Pisa. Yes, Rome is a coastal city.
Rome is?
Yeah.
Now.
Cruise ships go out of Rome. It's Civitavecchia. It goes out of Rome.
Yeah, but it's not Rome proper. The city is in
it. No, the Colosseum is not on the water. But yes, Rome is considered to be near the coast.
I heard Rome wasn't built in the day. Is that true or not, Roberta?
That's true, yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, 888-302-3684. What's the name of the cruise company, or more specifically, the ship from which these five served, and now they will have the pleasure of spending 10, some of them 8, 10 years, 11 years in the slammer. What happened and what was the ship? 888-302-3684. Also, I would like you to take a look at something important at DougStephan.com. Well, they're all, everything at DougStephan.com is important. The costs of things today versus the costs of things that perhaps your parents paid, costs your parents never had to worry about. A wide range of gadgets, computers, home entertainment systems that were never there. Do you know the average household, Richie, pays $90 a month for cable, $40 a month for internet, $140 for wireless plan?
Yep.
That was never anything.
That's about $200
a month. $3,000 a year for the average family.
Here's a hint. Call and tell them you're going to cancel.
$3,000.
My bill went from $300 to $150.
Wow, for the same services.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Now, but really? Here's the kicker, okay, and this article talks about this. While we pay more for these services that our parents never did, we aren't paying $3,000 for a VCR. We're paying $99 or $69 bucks.
Actually, people
like
pay
that.
You for VCRs now.
Yeah.
Here, take this.
Competition in the work. Bucks. Yeah, okay. So it's competition. It all kind of floats around, if you'll pardon the pun. 28 past the hour, answer to the news quiz coming up here on Good Day.
Four voices, one Oscar-winning writer. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grown-Ups.
Reggie, don't I get a kiss? Right? Now, I apologize for hurting you. Please be kind to me.
I'm not upset.
Tom Courtenay and Maggie Smith have an uneasy reunion in Quartet, the sweet, tuneful comedy drama from first-time director Dustin Hoffman. Quartet was one of last year's best movies, and now it's available on DVD and Blu-ray. Quartet is the story of four residents at a home for retired musicians. The movie was written by Ronald Harwood, who told me he got the idea for the story many years ago when he saw a documentary about a home for retired opera performers outside of Milan.
It was a haunting experience, and I made a note. Idea for a play, end with Verdi's Quartet from Rigoletto. And I didn't look at it. That was some years before, and then I was going through some, and I saw that, and it came alive, and I wrote the play very quickly.
I put to you that you should perform at the gala the Quartet from Rigoletto. Think of the publicity.
Harwood had a much harder time writing his Oscar-winning screenplay for The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, the true story of a magazine editor who struggles to overcome nearly complete paralysis after a stroke.
That was more difficult. That was, I nearly gave back the money, which is a huge thing for a writer, as you know. I said yes, but when I actually came to face it, I thought, God, how am I going to do that? And then I had this idea of telling it from the man's point of view so that you saw the camera was him. So then it wasn't too difficult, I have to admit.
The closing credits of Quartet feature photographs of the entire cast in younger days, a poignant finale that rewarded those who stayed for them.
I think the critic of the London Times walked out before that. She didn't like it, and she didn't know I was sitting in the lobby. I'll never let her get over that.
Quartet is on Blu-ray and DVD now. I'm Bill Newman.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Focus the best moments of your life, hopefully part of
are ahead of you.
Yes, that's very true. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that anyway. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn's in Los Angeles. Roberta Fasnelli's in New York. And I'm Doug on the farm in Framingham, working on a lot of the interesting stories that are making it today, including the fact that we bombed Australia over the weekend. Did you know that?
Uh-oh. No, didn't get the memo.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I was very upset.
Not a headline you read every day. A couple of fighter jets accidentally dropped four bombs
on the Great Barrier Reef.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, right. It was apparently a training exercise. They were meant to drop the bombs at a bomb range nearby, but were forced to abort the mission when controllers said the area could not be cleared for hazards. So instead, they dropped the bombs on the Great Barrier Reef because the plane was now low on
fuel. What did it ever do to you?
Too much.
So they had to dump the bombs so the planes could make it back to the base because they were low on fuel.
Yep.
And the place where they just happened to be over was the Great Barrier Reef.
Right. Yeah. Cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. How to make friends and influence.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Those are our friends, the Americans, with a recipe for disaster.
That's awesome.
Tornado packing 110 miles an hour hit Ursuline College in Northeast Ohio on Saturday.
Was it a Sharknado?
No, it was a regular NATO.
A real tornado.
Right, yep. It hit the dormitory here in the school about 3:30 in the morning.
Great, Jennifer, scary. Making jokes about the
nice, Jennifer,
in the
right.
School.
Yeah.
Hey, that Sharknado was no joke.
It was pretty funny. They're doing another one of them.
They are. Sharknado
in New York. Yes. Yeah.
They should go into Washington. That's where the most sharks are that I know.
Right about that. All right, so what happened at Comic-Con this weekend?
Lots of people hung out wearing superhero costumes.
The announcer was made to be ready for the ultimate superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Man of Steel will be with the Batman. Batman and the,
yes.
And Superman together.
Joining forces.
Yeah. And that's going to be the next movie.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they announced a couple.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Good job, Rich.
I was distracted for a second.
Yes, I probably ought to get to.
They just showed up there.
Our 2020 News Cruise question. Maybe I better change our focus here for a moment. Coming up, anti-smoking initiatives.
How bad is it that you can't keep my attention?
Me?
Yeah, that I got distracted enough that I didn't even know what you're talking about.
So what does that say about what I'm talking about, or what does that say about you?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
Hopefully this one's on me.
If it isn't, maybe you need a couple more days off.
Hey, Roberta, look, it's Sharknado.
Yeah.
Done.
Richie, what about a Chardonnado?
Do I need to post a woman with a naked butt to get your attention, Richie, or what?
Apparently. I mean, I thought the superheroes would keep my attention, but apparently you lost me on that one.
Well, you know what?
It's because he couldn't get it out.
I got lost on the name of the Black Knight or the Dark Knight. I've not ever been a Batman fan, so I don't do well with Batman.
The new Batman movies are so great.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody take a deep breath. Let's recenter and refocus.
Okay, so...
Have you seen the new Superman, Doug?
No, I haven't. I've been in the movies for a while.
It's a little... It's got a few bad spots, but it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard that. All right, speaking of bad spots, an Italian court convicted 5 employees of a cruise company after a number of people had a problem, and some of them didn't make it through this particular event. So I'm looking for the name of the company or the name of the ship. 888-302-3684. We'll start with Esteban, who's in El Paso, listening to KTS.
Oh, we need to, like, refocus your mouth. Ready? Get ready. Let me work on this.
Okay, thank you. Esteban, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Hey, you know what they call a pallbearer in Oklahoma?
What?
A karaoke.
I love you, Esteban. That is my favorite joke of the day.
Give him a prize for that, and just we're going to use it.
Karaoke. That is hilarious.
All right, but I want to know what his answer is. Esteban, what was your answer for the question?
They were involved in the wreck of the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
It's a good thing he's going to get something for the joke, because that's not the right answer. Elizabeth is in Palm Desert, California. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning, Doug.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good. I think you're referring to the Costa Concordia.
I am talking about the Costa Concordia. 32 people were killed. Remember that? Passengers and crew. They instead of taking it through the full extent of what they could have done to prosecute them, they all bargained it down.
Even that stupid captain who jumped ship?
Listen to this. The longest sentence went to the crisis coordinator, for the cruise ship company, sentenced to 2 years and 10 months. The hotel director was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months. 2 bridge officers and a helmsman got sentences ranging from 1 year and 8 months to 1 year 11 months.
What did the hotel director do?
Yeah, what about the captain who was showboating and ran into something?
This is a separate trial from that of Captain Francisco Schettino.
What did the hotel director do?
The hotel director couldn't get out of his own way, apparently. They all got charged with abandoning the vessel.
Still
left on the ship.
Okay.
They get off first instead of last.
Yeah, they should.
As
they
knew. Survivors were there to testify, describing the confusion, and mostly because there were no officers left on board. They'd all gone. That's why they were sentenced.
Yep. Sure.
Yep. Elizabeth did a good job. What's the best thing happening in your life today?
I guess I'm going for a bike ride first thing this morning.
Good.
I'm jealous.
A good ride.
You have to go early because it's hot down there.
Tim, what's the best thing happening to you so far today?
Going to work. Got a job.
Really? Where's the job thing? What do you do for work?
Oh, I travel the country and talk to folks and help them make more money in their business.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Good for you.
When
come
you
on
by here.
Come visit. Yeah, I was going to say, come visit us. We'd love to have that kind of help. Yeah, anytime. Hold on. Did I want to give him something? No, I just wanted to.
No, Tim was just chatting with him.
All right. It's 20 before the hour, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com. Don't have a lot of action at our social media today because Kenny is off for a couple of days. And did we find out that he's back Wednesday or Thursday? Do we know?
think he's back Thursday. I think he's got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I think you're
That's
right.
That's my guess. I don't
All right.
know.
Here's the sad news for folks in Fort Worth, Texas. Gentleman was gone for the weekend. His name is David Underwood. He came back last night. Actually, this is a week ago. So it was last weekend. Found his house gone. They were searching everywhere. They couldn't find their home. They thought it had vanished. They were right. The city confirmed that the demolition crews leveled the wrong house.
Ooh. Oh, dear. I hate when that happens.
They were interviewed, as you can imagine, by the local television stations. It was a three-bedroom ranch-style home. It was on a lake. And it belonged in their family, been in their family for a long time. The house is valued at $82,000. The city condemned the house that was next to it, but the geniuses from the city came with the wrong address. So these people were gone anyway. They went in on a week ago Saturday with the bulldozer and the excavator and trucks, and in 8 hours the house was gone.
Missed by that much.
All you can see is the cement foundation. That's it. Picture and story at DougStefan.com. How'd you like to be someone who goes
love
to
it.
Something? You love,
I'd
like
love
that?
It. If it were my lake house, build me a new one.
Yeah.
Here's what I want. Here's the plans.
Okay.
Knock yourself out. Be ready by next spring.
I was thinking about how it would affect me if it were like here on the farm. What would I do if somebody came in? For the house down.
Highly unlikely that a wrecking ball would be able to move in on your farm as much activity as there is there, so I think you're safe.
And there's not too many neighbors, so it's not likely they're going to get in the...
But let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich.
You designed and built that house.
Yes.
You ever think, I wish I'd have done this?
Well, I did that. I sort of
You did the solarium, right?
Yeah, and then after that, there's actually only one thing that I don't like about the way the final piece was done.
What's that?
Other than the cost. I put the door in the wrong place.
The front door?
No, the back door, the exit door. I should have moved it out because it catches a lot of rain and all kinds of other things. But other than that, no, I'm very happy.
It doesn't rain as much on the other side of the house?
No, it just it drains down onto a portion of the steps, and I wished it would not have.
Hey, it's sunny over here.
Weird Massachusetts weather.
Okay, that anti-smoking initiative, we'll talk about that in a second here. It's 17 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
You can grill and save this summer with pork. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to recent data from the USDA, the Porterhouse pork chop is 70% less expensive than the same beef steak cut. And the New York pork chop is 58% less expensive than the New York beef strip steak. What does that mean? With pork, you can feed a family of four for under $10. Danielle Smith, founder of ExtraordinaryMommy.com.
I pay attention to prices at the meat case, and pork gives me the best savings and versatility. I can swap any pork cut into various recipes and get the same juicy, flavorful meal each time.
Any recipe ideas?
I love grilled New York pork chops with minted strawberry avocado salsa. It's one example of pairing pork with in-season ingredients. It's a perfect dish that's big on taste but isn't big budget.
Visit porkbeinspired.com for more info and new $10 for $10 recipes. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tonight, a super moon will be visible over most of our country.
Yeah.
Defined as being a new or full moon that occurs at or near its closest approach to Earth. According to EarthSky.com, this will actually be the third super moon of the year. It's going to be big, and it'll affect people in a crazy today. Astrologers and astronomers agree that today, there's something about the moon, we all know that, that affects us, whether it's new or whether it's full, but crazy, crazy stuff. Be prepared for people to be just plain crazy today. And I don't know whether, I don't know
sounds
how else
like
to describe it.
Crazy.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. There's a move afoot by various groups, including the World Health Organization, to attack the tobacco companies. You can imagine that with 2.3 billion customers, that means 2.3 billion people on the planet are smoking. The tobacco companies love them. 2.3 billion. We have, what, a little less than 7 billion on the planet? So what portion? That's like 40% of the planet smokes, right? Just a little under 40% of the planet smokes. Now, in our country, it's half that, and we're all hepped up about it.
Dumb question.
Yes.
Do other countries like smoke our brand of cigarettes, or do they have their own?
Well, so, like, there are both of those.
Yes.
Both.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Yeah, there are some local brands, and then there are some.
When the anti-movement smoking started, and anti-smoking movement started in the United States, they went international.
Right. Got they started it. Selling this stuff. Right. Cancer sticks
can't
everywhere.
Sell it here. Sell it there.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So. Governments are establishing smoke-free workplaces in public areas. 16% of the world has the governments of these countries have demanded that there be areas, and we aren't as stringent as some, by the way, by a long shot. Turkey received glowing praise in a report from the UN for becoming the first country to fully implement the M-Power Agreement. Do you know what the M-Power is?
No. Mm-hmm.
Monitor, protect, offer, warn, enforce, and raise taxes on tobacco. So monitoring tobacco use, protecting people who don't want the smoke, offer help to have people quit, warn about the dangers of tobacco, enforce bans on tobacco, advertising, promotion, and sponsorship, and raise taxes on tobacco. I went by a store yesterday, $7.08 is the state-mandated minimum price for a package of cigarettes here in Massachusetts.
Wow. How does anybody afford that?
I don't expect. Most of the people that smoke are people who can't afford to smoke.
Yeah, I know.
11 to 13 in New York City.
$11 to $13. So how do kids who are starting smoking get the money to buy smokes? How does that happen?
Couldn't even tell you.
How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it here in our country anyway, but elsewhere in the world. The prevalence, for example, Turkey got the award because they decreased 27% the number of people smoking. Middle Eastern countries especially. I never see people
Middle
smoking
Eastern and Asian countries
in Africa. You don't see people smoking in Africa.
Because they don't have money to.
Nice.
She's right.
Yeah, is she really?
Yeah.
51 after on Good Day.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Who'd watch for me, my only friend? Who could it be? It's hard to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. When your belly's empty and the hunger's so real,
I never really got this as the intro song for Lethal Weapon 3. Sting and Eric Clapton singing It's Probably Me. Danny Glover has his 67th birthday today. That's why we're going to on this.
I love when Sting goes jazz. I love it.
Good for you.
So Danny Glover is an interesting guy. You know, we had him in the studios once, and he was doing a read for a PSA, a public service announcement.
Yeah.
And I had to turn up all of the faders on the microphone because he talks like this. And I'm like, can you speak just a little bit louder, Mr. Glover? It's weird. And then you see him in a movie, and you can't see how that's the same guy. But he just basically, he whispers.
Yeah. I remember I rode next to him on a plane from L.A. to New York once, and I got him on the program after that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And he was very interesting in many different respects to talk. Very, very serious guy about pretty much everything he's involved in. Very serious. He's a causal sort of a guy. So anyway, we'll celebrate his birthday today. The movie of the day does not feature him, but another actor who's having his birthday today. This is an entirely different focus. I told you that was from Lethal Weapon 3, right? Yes. Okay. So this one, this movie, we're going to have three excerpts, audio excerpts. You'll dial this at 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. And if you're the first person in with the right answer, you'll get the swell prize, maybe. Here's the first clue.
I've never actually, like, totally 100% kissed a girl before. And you'd be my first one.
Wow.
I don't know who it is.
Chuck, does that ring a bell with you?
Oops. But need more clues.
All right, next clue, Richie.
So I heard from Jerry, you tools think you're athletes now?
That's funny. I didn't know athlete had three syllables. Athlete, that's amazing.
That's a funny guy.
That's a good line. And last clip, Richie.
You got to keep your eye on the ball. Wow, you just think of that? You're an amazing coach.
All right. Everybody got it now?
I'm not sure which movie it is, but I definitely know who it is.
Yeah, you got it, Chugger?
I have it, yeah.
All right,
keep your eye on the ball.
Keep your eye on the ball, the ball. 888-302-3684 as people amass.
I know what it is. Okay.
We'll put up enough of a fight, Richie, just to keep them honest. But those who are getting in, help yourself. We'll give you the answer. Chugger has a review of how the box office went this weekend here on Good Day's Movie Moments in a moment.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, realtors, let's get the real story, Chucker, on what happened at the box office this weekend.
All right, Doug, the horror film The Conjuring, which got really good reviews and an excellent A-minus cinema score result from the general public, opened number one, did a solid $41.5 million in business. That's a good number because the budget was only $20 million to produce. Right. This director, James Wang, is going to direct the next Fast and the Furious film, which will be Part 7. In that franchise, the animated Despicable Me 2 plays second, $25 million a week 3. That film's done a very solid $276 million to date. The animated movie Turbo, released from DreamWorks, didn't do as well, just $21 million in its opening frame to place third on a $135 million budget. Mm-hmm. Grown-ups 2, $20 million, fourth, $80 million in 2 weeks. Red 2 with Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, and John Malkovich. Just the 18.5, that's a big disappointment.
Why do you think that is? It was highly touted.
I don't know. There's a lot of movies that are starting to not do well, some of the bigger budget films in the last month.
Alright, nobody got the title to this movie. David Spade, 49, today, starred in The Benchwarmers in 2006. So that was the movie there. We didn't have to give away a prize. So that's good, Richie.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.